K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Oh, man. Here, happy Friday, K-State Nation. We're, 8-ish hours away from officially the weekend. It is Friday, May 16th, 2025. I don't think I set a date on a postcast that is recorded. Oh, well, it is what it is. But anyways, track and field update, the Big 12 Championships, K-State track and field. Let's get in on right. We're owning the business. How about positive news, right? Let's just focus on positive news. Eddie, positive. Think positive. Big G getting it done once again, taking home the individual title, winning the hammer throw. I mentioned Big G. I don't know why y'all left them all on the article sheet. Talking about kstatesports.com. We previewed this yesterday on the podcast. Again, if you're new to the podcast, thank you for joining us here. Make sure you go back and listen to that episode, track and field episode yesterday that I posted wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Free and available daily. Yes, daily, including the weekends, which y'all are going to be getting updates from track and field like you are right now. Women's golf going to be starting their championship run. Well, their national championship meet today. Baseball trying to bounce back. Game 2, yeah, you want to tune into this podcast, make sure you subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time I upload an update or a podcast, y'all be notified about that, getting that out of the way. But Big G, hammer throw winner in Lawrence yesterday, in the final attempt, Gary Moore Jr., the transfer, all year long, we have talked about him all year long, whether it's indoor or in the outdoor season, a new PB, first place winner. 220 feet exactly. That is 67.6 meters. My goodness. A PB by 3 inches. And still, number 2 in the K-State history books. This is the very first time that Kansas State, on the field side of things, has had consecutive hammer throw titles. You got to go back to Kay McCall. Back not too long ago, last year, when he took home his second title there, actually it was a second title, or a school second title. Excuse me. Yeah, we remember that name. Y'all should know that name. Kay McCall, awesome hammer throw. Gary Moore Jr. now votes right there with him with this. Moore also winning. And we got to remind other people about this too. Now winning the indoor Big 12 championship. In the different, well, actually, this was a different category, but yet again, so Gary Moore Jr., Big G, as Trevor Goldberg called him, winning an individual title in both the indoor and outdoor seasons here in 2024. Speaking of Travis Gopher, the head coach of K-State Men's Track and Field, quote, Gary Moore Jr., I'm just so proud of that guy. Won a Big 12 Conference title on his very last throw. Quote, it was awesome. The competition didn't go the way he had expected, and I was really proud of how he just kind of worked through it. Him and Coach John Newell working together and staying calm and patient with him and just figuring it out. Just super, super impressed by him, end quote, there as well. So Gary Moore Jr. at the top of the heap yet again, K-State Nation, winning something in the Big 12 Championship, where that's indoor. Again, got to go back to the wake throw, and then yesterday making a state, making this, that's how you close it out. That's how you close out a meet right there, or an event, winning that's what you're made of, folks, right? All the workouts and stuff like that. That is how you, that's even though if things doesn't go your way, you want to close out. That's why when these hard ass workouts, whether that's the mile workouts, getting ready for the mile like yours truly is, or, you know, football practices and all that, you hear these coaches saying, well, particularly football practice, you hear these guys, your coaches saying, finish strong, no matter what the occasion is. All that matters. All that matters, right? So, Gary Moore Jr., yet again, winning something for K-State. Raleigh Marks, sophomore, finished runner-up in the men's javelin throw yesterday at a throw of 223 feet, 5 inches there. That was 2 inches further than his finish in last year's championship run, where he took home third. And on the flip side, Monique Hardy. I think this was a girl I left off too. Honestly, we should know better. Between Monique Hardy and Gary Moore Jr. And now you might as well just throw Riley Marks in this mix. We got some players on the field side. Monique Hardy finished third in the women's hammer throw at a 68-meter throw. That will equal out to a 223-feet throw, 4 inches. That was a PB for her, a new PR for her, 9 inches after 4 years. Monique Hardy, we're talking about, now moves up to third in the KSA all-time list in the top 10 in the hammer throw, her previous throw. You got to go back to not too long ago, Oregon Open, 214 there as well. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. K-State individually doing it big in Lawrence in the Big 12 championship meet after day one. Highlighted by Big G winning the winning the men's hammer throw yesterday on the final throw of the day. Also, real quick before we sign off here, the junior duo of Sophia Hines and Jordan Edwards qualified for the final in the men's 400-meter hurdles with PRs themselves. They're Hines, 56.7, Edwards, 56.5. Let me see here. Looking for Hines. No, yeah, Hines finished second, 56.7. Edwards, fifth, 56.5 there as well. And the two of the duo, also part of that 4x4, but we're just focused on 400 meters right now, 400-meter hurdles, third and fifth, respectively, in the K-State all-time list in the 400-meter hurdles. So we're doing it big right here. So later on today, 4 o'clock, everything gets started in day two of the Big 12 Championship meet, 4 o'clock, track events start at 5. At Rock Chalk Park in Lawrence, Kansas. So we got all going on around that time. We got baseball game too. K-State needs to bounce back. They need to bounce back in a big way here. These last two games, they coughed up early lead. They need to bounce back. K-State track and field looking to continue to do some good things as they have done all year long. And of course, got women's golf as well, beginning their journey through the national championships, their first time ever in the NCAA national champs. We will be keeping track of all of it, folks, for you there. So, but again, Travis Schofield doing some big things there here in his first year. And we're going to close this postcast out with him. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Travis Schofield after day one, and looking at his guys and gals finishing in the top three. Quote, Monique Hardy, another personal best in the final round and all three all-conference performance for her. And she was just elated after that. She competed so well the series of her life. That throws group and Coach Newell and all of them just getting after it. Riley Marks today, it was tough. The service was difficult. He slipped a bunch of times, but he found a way to get it done. And second place runner-up in the Big 12, which is a big deal. End quote there as well. Actually, we got some others here real quick. We need to shout out here, folks, real quick. The men's 1500, Alex Gutierrez coming home in 27th at a 3:54. Vanilla Lanier, who we mentioned on the podcast yesterday, only 10th in the women's 1500 meters, 4:32. Grace Meyer, 19th. Women's javelin throw, Sadie Tanking, Jesse Brumlett, 11th and 12th, respectively. Brooklyn Jones coming in 15th. Quinton Rice, 21-2 in the men's 200 meters. That was good enough for 22nd. On the flip side, men's 400-meter hurdles. Cyrus Way, 51-5. Thomas Cavent, 51-8. That was 14th and 17th, respectively, there as well. Jackson Esquibel in the men's 10,000. 30 minutes and 44 seconds. Good enough for 14th. And on the flip side of the coin, women's 200 meters. Women's 10,000, excuse me. Christina Girono, 36 minutes in a second. That was 19th overall for her in the Big 12 Championships yesterday. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts are found, Freedom Bible Daily. We have a chance to record K-State content again. Make sure you go ahead and subscribe, like button, hit the alarm bell every time we update content. Y'all be first to be notified about that. Podbean app, don't forget about that. Bonus content, myself and Alex Aiden, Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast, that's G-R-I-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, Apostrophe's Podcast, and of course, you can tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex Aiden, Santa California, Eddie Greer, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports.